Here's what happened last time, down Gilead Lane.
We didn't go party or anything. It was just in my car.
Not another word, Caleb.
You got to ride in the back of that squad car, didn't you?
Sure.
They slapped the cuffs on you, huh?
Mikey!
You're a riot, kid.
Really, Caleb? You've messed things up royally for us. Daddy hardly lets me do anything anymore.
Do you like kickboxing?
I've never seen anyone really do it until we watched you, and that made me want to learn.
You should take Mr. Shim's class up in the city.
I wanted to, but it's full, and the deadline's passed, and...
Oh, I can take care of that.
And he just got you in, no problem.
Well, they had to take one kid out of the class.
Michael, I will not make this phone call because you do not have my permission.
But you don't
Listen. If you keep arguing with me, then you will not be allowed into the football camp either.
I missed that deadline, too, because I thought I was taking this class.
I suppose that's the consequence you have to pay.
Hey there, this is Zach. Now, even though summer break has just begun, we're off to school with Justin. So grab your scientific calculator and come along down Gilead Lane.
And just because this is a summer school math class does not mean I will accept late assignments.
Come on, Wallen. It's a beautiful day out there. How can we do homework?
That's Mr. Wallen, Caleb Richter. And you can do homework because this is a regular high school class offered for regular high school credit. Now, I need pages 23 through 27 due at the beginning of class tomorrow. And I need full explanations of how you arrived at each answer.
Okay.
Now, class is dismissed and, enjoy the beautiful day out there.
What are you doing, Morrison?
Oh, hi, Caleb.
What's this? An assignment notebook? Oh, man.
Yeah, can I have that back, please?
Just a summer school class, Justin.
Yeah, well, didn't you hear Mr. Wallen? This is serious.
Yeah, well, I'm not too worried. What are you doing in this class anyway? Aren't you just going to be a freshman?
Yeah, well, I've already skipped a grade in math. So if I take advanced algebra this summer, then, well, I can get into honors geometry in the fall. And that puts me in trigonometry and pre-calc my sophomore year. So I can take calculus my junior year. If everything goes according to plan, well, I can take a course at community college my senior year.
Okay.
So I have a chance at scholarships and advanced math track at whatever university I get into.
You're for real, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, what about you? Aren't you going to be a senior this year?
Yeah, I know. And this is a sophomore or junior class. The old man wanted me to take it and achieve a B or better. We have to keep up the impeccable Richter name, don't we?
So, you, have any colleges picked out?
Nah, what's the use? Gotta go to the old family alma mater. Dad's got me all set up at the university, you know? Don't even see why this math grade matters. We're old money at that school. They'll see Richter on the application, and I'll be automatically enrolled.
Must be nice.
Yeah, real nice. Hey, don't work too hard.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
That's game handset. BU 6-1. You want to play again?
No way. We already played a whole set, Mikey.
I can't believe you took tennis lessons last year.
What's that supposed to mean?
I just creamed you, Maya, and you even have your own courts to practice on.
Don't be a sore winner, or I'll never play you again.
Ugh.
I don't believe this. Am I going to be plagued with Morrisons all year? It was bad enough seeing Brooke at school every day. Now this.
Great day, isn't it, Tiffany? Hi, Caleb.
Hey, kid. You guys done with the court? Tiff wants me to show her how the game is won.
Oh, in your dream.
Yeah, we're done. Want to go make popsicles, Mikey?
Too much work. Let's just go suck on some ice cubes.
Ew.
You're so lazy.
Oh, not too much like your brainiac brother, are you?
Like Justin? No, not really.
Yeah, I just saw him at my summer school class today. He'll probably be doing homework all day long.
What about you? Did you do yours already?
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, he'll do it tonight when Mom and Dad are at their country club dinner. Right, Caleb?
Yeah, sure, Tiff. That's what I'll be doing tonight.
Caleb, you're not going to do anything you're not supposed to, are you?
Oh, get off his back, Maya.
I'm serious, Caleb. You already got in trouble once, and Dad would kill you if he found out.
That's just it, little sis. He'd have to find out. And they're already gone for the night.
Caleb.
Don't sweat it, Maya.
All right. Can you two kitties just run along now? You're on our court.
But X can't possibly be negative
three. Are you going to come to Pizza Hut with us or what, Justin?
Please, please, please.
No, I can't go swimming. Sorry, guys.
You've been doing that homework for like 3 hours.
Yeah, come swimming with me and Haley. It's so hot outside.
Yeah, that's why I'm staying inside.
Justin!
Sorry, Tim. I have to make sure that I get every one of these right.
Fine, but you'll be sorry when you hear how much fun we had.
Come on, Timmy. Mom said we have to be back in an hour.
All right, yeah, see ya.
Let's go.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brooke. We're going to Pigsley Pond. Bye.
Bye. Have fun.
Three is all wrong, so I must move back and step
forward. Advanced algebra started today, huh?
Oh, hi, Brooke.
How's it going?
It's harder than I thought it'd be.
Why didn't you just wait until school starts to take it?
It'd mess up my whole plan. If I want to get into a good college, I gotta make sure that I pass this class with flying colors.
Justin, your whole future does not rest on this math class.
Well, it's important, Brooke. And speaking of planning for colleges, what are you doing about it?
About what? College?
Oh, yeah, you're starting your junior year. This is when you start all the application processes, right? And well, since we're both going to be in college for a two-year overlap, well, we should probably start thinking about scholarships.
You've thought of everything, I take it. Honestly, Justin, it'll all work out.
It can't just work out if you're not doing anything to help it.
I never said I wasn't doing anything. I'm just trusting that God meant it when he said he knows the plans he has for me. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. I'll do my best, but that's the best I can do.
You know, I can't really argue with that.
So, where are Mom and Dad?
Well, Mom's in the back garden, and Dad went to pick up Mikey from the Richters. They went to the park to see about Mr. Wallen's football camp.
I thought that already started.
Oh, it did. Mr. Wallen was heading over to the park right after class this morning.
Wait, so Mikey's teacher and football coach is teaching you advanced algebra?
He taught high school math before he ever went to elementary.
Strange choice. Hey, is it true that Caleb's taking that class, too?
Yeah, why?
Well, it's just that Luke said that Caleb asked for some time off from the store because of it.
Well, tell Luke he should be more worried about football season starting. Then Caleb will really be asking for some time off.
I don't know. Mrs. Donner told me and Becca that her husband finally got the transfer, so her family's moving here. And her son Anthony is supposed to be an incredible football player.
Yeah, I'm sure no one will replace Caleb Richter.
Yeah, but you should have heard her.
I need to work.
Fine. At least I got you to think about something besides math for 2 minutes.
Yeah, bravo. I'll go away.
All right. I guess I'll go help Mom in the garden. You want to come waste some time with me?
Yeah, right.
Just checking.
No kidding? You won the whole set against Maya?
Yeah, she just couldn't return anything I served.
Well, maybe you should go a little easy on her next time, huh? Give her a fighting chance.
Nah, I like winning.
Oh, really? Your character. Oh, here we are. Those are all the players over there, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's the hardest drill.
Uh-huh.
Dad, thanks so much for taking me to get into Coach Wallen's camp.
Well, I said we'd see about getting you in. I mean, I don't know if Coach will be able to take you since it's already past the starting date.
Yeah, but if you're with me, he'll let me in.
Yeah, well, come on. Well, let's go ask him. Ah, there's Coach Wallen right there.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Michael Morrison. Judge Morrison.
Ah, good to see you again, Coach.
You too.
Heard you started the advanced algebra class today.
You know, that's right. And I saw Justin this morning. He is a bright boy.
Oh, thank you. Michael, you want to ask Coach your question?
Dad, I thought you were... Yeah.
Hey, Michael, what's up? I've got to get back out to the boys out there. My sister can only handle such a big crowd for so long.
Well, I know that I didn't get the permission form in on time.
Hey, you know, quite honestly, I was surprised by that, Michael. I always expected you would be part of the camp this summer, especially considering you're going out for the junior high team this fall.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you. I was hoping maybe you'd let me join in the camp even though I'm a little late.
Ooh, Michael, I'm afraid not. Like I said before, we have such a large crowd this year. And not nearly enough hands. I mean, we're stretched to maximum capacity right now.
Yeah, that's what we thought would happen.
But I promise I won't be any trouble.
Michael, I'm sorry, but we're already weak into the camp. And I don't know what to tell you, other than I wish you would have gotten your permission form in before the deadline.
But I didn't think I'd be able to do the camp then, and now I know
right,
I can.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Coach.
I really wish I could help you out, Michael.
No, listen,
Judge,
we understand.
Sorry.
No. You get back to those kids. We won't keep any longer.
All right, I'll see you two later.
You betcha. Have a good season.
Thanks.
How come you didn't help me, Dad?
Excuse me?
Why didn't you make him cake me? You're a judge. People listen to you if you ever ask them to do something.
Michael James, you know better than to think that I would ever abuse the position that God has allowed me to attain.
But I thought you were going to get me into the camp.
I brought you here. We asked the coach. He said no. There's nothing more to be done, Michael.
Let's see, the quadratic formula is x equals negative v plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4a minus c over 2a. Right, okay.
Hey, you. Still working hard?
Oh, hi, Mom.
Why didn't you come down and do game night with us?
I just really have to be on top of this material, Mom. I have to get an A.
Are all these books assigned for the class?
Oh, no. I went to the library on my way home from class, and I checked out a few books of a comparable level.
Oh, Justin.
I need extra practice, Mom. Today's class was really hard.
Oh, honey. You need to relax a little, okay? Now, you know your tendency.
Oh, no, Mom. It's not like before when I worried all the time and everything had to be perfect.
I'm just asking you to be careful.
Okay. Well, so did you guys play Word Poppers?
Is there any other game?
Is Mikey still pouting about the football camp thing?
I wouldn't say pouting, but he didn't make up any words this time, so we didn't have any cheating at all.
Wow, he really is mad.
You could say that.
I'm done, Michael.
Come on, Maya. One more race, please.
No.
I have to get in shape.
Then do laps.
No. No more laps. No more races. You've been splashing me all morning. I don't want my new suit to get wet.
Isn't it a swimsuit?
Just stop splashing.
I'm beat anyway, Mikey. Sorry.
I'm never going to be ready for the junior high football tryouts.
Sure you will. You're the best one on the team and you know it.
You're so lucky, Maya. Your dad gets you into anything you want. My dad wouldn't even get me into that football camp.
Mikey, your dad is the best.
Your dad's the one who tried to get me into that kickboxing class. My dad didn't even try.
Michael Morrison, stop splashing!
Sorry.
Tiffany, your mother wants to make sure your sunblock is on.
Why, Daddy?
She's worried about your complexion. With all the money we put toward those modeling classes, you better listen.
Hi, Dad.
Maya? And Michael Morrison, how are you liking those kickboxing classes?
Oh, my dad wouldn't let me take the classes because he said it wasn't fair to the kid who'd have to be kicked out of the class.
Oh?
I really wanted to be in that class, too. You looked so cool the other day when we saw you kickboxing.
I wasn't even using my best form, I'm sure.
I thought it looked good. It's what made me really want to learn the sport.
Really?
Yeah.
And your dad said the only reason you can't be in that class is so this boy's feelings wouldn't be hurt?
Because it was unfair.
Well, I'll just have to see what I can do about that. You kids have a good time.
Mm-hmm. He's like the godfather.
Okay, now take your test back and pass the rest down your row. You know, I have to say that these test scores weren't as bad as I thought they might be for the first test in summer school. But you know what? They could be better. So I want you to review your notes for tomorrow and make sure you include all your scratch paper when you turn in tomorrow's assignments. All right, class is dismissed.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's up, Brainy? Whoa, hey, what's wrong?
Nothing, Caleb.
Oh, for real, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's just a test, Morrison.
Yeah, I know.
What? Did you, like, vomit?
I have never done so bad on a test.
Sorry, man.
A B. I can't believe this.
Wait, dude. You got a B?
A low B.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, you don't have to rub it in.
No, Morrison. I'm saying I'd trade you if I could. That's awesome.
Yeah, maybe for you it is. There's only four big tests in this class. I've already blown this one.
Justin.
I'll see you around.
He shoots! He scores!
Okay, so you win in basketball, too.
Mikey!
Hey, that's your dad. Hi, Mr. Morrison.
Hi there, Maya.
Why, it looks like you two are having fun.
So much fun that Tiffany decided to go to the other side of the house to catch some sun.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, bad news, Mikey. Mom sent me over here to get you.
I have to come home already.
Yeah, she called me on my way home from work, asked me to stop by for you.
Aw.
Come on, let's get dried off.
All
come
right.
on. Attaboy.
Thanks for letting Mikey come over, Mr. Morrison.
Oh, thanks for having him.
For having Michael? He's a pleasure to have around. Hi, John.
Hello, Tom.
I got some good news for you.
Oh, what's that?
I put another call into my old friend, Mr. Shim, and they've got a spot open for Michael in the beginning kickboxers class.
No way! Are you serious?
I'm sorry, Tom, but I think we already decided that Michael wouldn't be joining that class.
What?
He mentioned something of the sort, but this time they're not kicking anyone else out to make room for Michael. They just made an extra spot for you, Mike.
That's because you called, Mr. Richter.
Thank you very much, Tom, for going through all that trouble.
No problem at all.
But I'm afraid Michael still won't be able to join.
Yes, I... Not join? What do you mean? It's all worked out.
Yeah, Dad, it's all worked out.
Michael, please go to the car, son. Now, please.
Bye.
Bye. I think I'm gonna go inside now.
Okay. Bye-bye, Maya.
Bye.
Look, Tom... I'm sorry if my son gave you a different impression, but I won't have any rules bent for him. Michael missed the deadline. See, and I know there were other children in line before him.
Fine, then. I'm sorry I tried to help.
Well, thank you for your trouble.
Good day, then.
I don't think I need to tell you how unhappy I am with you right now.
But all they did was just add a spot for
me. That's enough, Michael.
First, you wouldn't do anything to get me into football camp.
Michael.
And now you won't even let me take this class, even though Mr. Richter is the one who did it.
Michael James. I realize that you are disappointed, but that is no excuse for the disrespect you're showing me.
I just don't see why you can't make things happen like Mr. Richter does.
Because we play by the rules in our family, son. And the fact is, you didn't get your form in on time for football camp. The rules say that you aren't in without that form. Is that right?
Right.
We tried to see if there was room for you, but there wasn't.
Huh? Yeah.
And you didn't know about the deadline for the kickboxing class until it was too late.
But that...
So no matter how much manipulating we do, I am not about to allow you to skip over other kids on the waiting list who did get their form in on time, but don't have the connections to get them a spot in a full class. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Michael, if God grants us power or influence in this life, we're not to abuse it in order to make things happen the way we want them to happen. The Lord wants us to depend on Him, not ourselves. You got that?
Got it.
Good. Listen, I think it'd be a good idea for you to stick around our house the next few days instead of going over to the Richters.
But, Dad, Maya can't play at our house ever since Caleb got in trouble.
Yes, I know that, son. But until your attitude changes, I don't want you spending time over there. Am I understood?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Can you come here a minute, honey?
I'm coming.
Oh, you're right on time. I need help carrying the beans in for dinner. Maybe you and Michael can snap the ends off for me. Justin, what's the matter, honey?
Nothing.
Oh, it can't be nothing. Now, what happened?
I'm never going to get into a good college, Mom.
A good college?
I might as well go apply down at Burger Barn while I still have my youth.
Ah, did you get your first test back today?
Yeah. Mom, I really wanted an A. I worked so hard.
I know you did, but they'll be...
No, I mean, I worked harder than anyone I know. I checked out books from the library, Mom.
Are you finished?
No. It's just not fair, Mom. Okay, now I'm finished.
Justin, are you listening to yourself?
Yeah, I kind of sound like Mikey has these past few days.
No, that's not what I mean. Honey, you've tried not to do it, but you've slipped right back into your old habits. Your quest to be perfect and have everything go just how you plan.
But, Mom, it's not the same.
Okay, tell me how it's different.
Well, for one thing that's different is that...
No, let me help you. What was it that Dad and I were so concerned about when you started junior high 2 years ago, Justin?
Well,
I remember when you kept bringing up how I wouldn't talk to anyone because I was studying so hard.
And you didn't have time to do things with your brothers or sisters, did you?
No, not really. I kind of skipped family things because I was up in my room working. But...
And?
I never used to think the teacher was good enough. I thought I had to teach myself, too. Oh, no, Mom.
You see?
Oh, I am doing it again. I can't do anything right today.
Justin, that's not the point I'm trying to make. Oh, actually, it is the point I'm trying to make. You really can't do anything, honey.
What?
That's exactly the point. Oh, Justin Morrison, we cannot do anything apart from God. Remember Luke 9?
Yeah.
If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for Jesus,
you will find true life.
Yes. You can try as hard as you want to take care of yourself and to make things happen, to plan out your whole life down to the very college you're going to attend. But that'll never make you happy, honey.
Yeah, I know.
Look at me. Come on, look at me. Even if you did succeed, nothing can please God if we leave out Jesus. We have to trust him, honey.
Yeah.
His plans are better than any we could ever have.
Yeah, I know, Mom. I didn't mean to do this again.
Oh. Well, we'll have to pray more that you'll be able to stand against that temptation to control. Mm-hmm. Especially now that you're getting into your high school years. Now, are you going to take these beans up to the house for me or not?
Yeah, at least I can do that right.
It's funny sometimes how we have to keep learning the same lessons over and over again, isn't it? Take Justin, for example. If you've listened to Gilead since the beginning, you know he's struggled with overplanning his life before. It's almost like he gets obsessed with the future. It's like anxiety makes him shut everyone out and he thinks everything's gonna fall apart. Then he imagines failing a big test or flunking a class and getting kicked out of school and then he'll never get into a good college. Whew. Let's take a walk, okay? An easy breezy walk up a gentle sloping hill. The air is perfect and there's a lot of people around, but it's not a wild mob. Just a friendly bunch of people gathering together. What a beautiful day. And everyone is here to listen to a teacher who has captured so much hope and imagination. That teacher is Jesus. And the lessons he'll speak on top of this hill are called the Beatitudes. You can read about them in the Bible from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. The Beatitudes are a message of peace. And the peace Jesus speaks of comes to us in the form of blessings. Blessings that he promises to anyone who models the qualities God is looking for in all of us. The first Beatitude is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, being poor in spirit is like coming before God empty-handed and saying, "I can't trust my own sense, instincts, or abilities, so instead, I trust you for everything." Do you remember what Brooke said to Justin about going to college? She's trusting that God will lead her to the right school, and she has peace about it. While Justin, on the other hand, is trying to figure it all out himself, and that just gets him frustrated and anxious. How are you trying to control your life? Are you always trying to figure things out for yourself, or are you letting God guide you? God will bless you as you learn to let yourself come to him empty-handed and eager to hear his voice. Today's episode, Hot Head Cold Heart, is a production of CBH Ministries. It was written by Beth Culp, sound designed by Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Simon Guevara, and I'm Zach. Come chat with us online at cbhministries.org. We've got message boards, games, and tons of Gilead fun. That's cbhministries.org.